Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
What's going on, everybody? It's How To Tuesday, and this one is very timely. I've been getting a lot of questions on the text thread, which you could also ask a question on the text thread if you want to by texting 305-930-7346. Had to check that, make sure it was right. Yeah, 305-930-7346. That's the text thread, and that's where I get a lot of the questions that turn into a How To Tuesday or a Physical Friday podcast. Happy to do it. I love to hear from you guys. So if you have a question, that's the best place to ask. If you do not want to text for whatever reason, you could email podcast@saltwaterexperience.com. You will not get a response as fast if you do it that way, but that is also a way that you can get in touch with me. All right. So the question that I've been getting and why this is extremely important to get this particular How To Tuesday out as fast as possible is because the questions have been coming about the Atlantic Pololo worm hatch. Now, if you don't know what the Atlantic Pololo worm is, it is a small worm, kind of mysterious. And this worm, apparently, from what I have read, is actually quite a large worm that lives in the coral in the Florida Keys and probably many, many other places in the Atlantic Ocean. And at certain tide phases, certain moon phases, certain times of the year, it breaks off a small little, I don't know, 3 to 4 inch worm. And these things, it's some sort of spawning behavior. The worms are all swimming around. And one of the fish that really, 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 really likes to eat them is a tarpon. And so the Atlantic Pololo worm hatch happens at the time of the year when there are also the most volume of large tarpon in the Florida Keys of any other time of the year. The tarpon are migratory fish, as we've talked about many times before. So the migration is in full swing. It's coming through. There are more big tarpon around than any other time of the year. Then you have this magical event, which is this Atlantic Pololo worm hatch that only happens at a certain time of the year, on certain tides, at certain times of the day, on a certain moon phase. And if you hit it right, it is a very, very cool experience. Whether you catch fish or you don't catch fish, purely from a scientific aspect, from a visual aspect, from just a lifetime experience, it's something that you should see, right? Sometimes you can jump a lot of fish. Other times there seem to be more worms in the water and than you want, and you don't jump a lot of fish or get any bites because even though the tarpon are obviously eating things all around you, they're not eating your fly. And in my opinion is that there's sometimes where it's very much like a trout fishing situation where you have a blanketing PMD hatch or whatever. There are literally a million real bugs on the water. Why are they going to eat the one that you're throwing, right? You might get one, but chances are they have millions of other things to eat that are real and look perfect to them. Why are they going to eat the one that doesn't? So I think that that's the situation. If you can find the Pololo worm hatch where they're not it's not a heavy hatch where there are just, you know, some worms available and they are eating them. Then when you throw in front of these fish, they eat yours. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Some days we've jumped, you know, 30 fish. Other days you don't get a single bite. So that's not the question. The question is, how do you predict the Atlantic Palolo worm hatch? When is it? You know, and how do you know? Okay. So my experience, or what we're going to talk about here, is based upon my experience alone. And some people may disagree with it or find it that they have a different experience. But in my experience, going back to, here's a Tide book from 1999, going back through all the Tide books in preparation for this podcast, I started looking and I would jot all kinds of notes down in these things. And it was consistent year over year over year over year. There were certain tide phase, certain tides that were worm tides. Now, it's important to know the worm tides, and some people may be looking for the worm tides because they want to try to hit the Palolo worm hatch and maybe catch some fish during the Palolo worm hatch. Other experienced fly fishermen for tarpon like to avoid these tides because the fish can act kind of weird during the day. You don't find as many, they're not biting as well, and people blame it on the worm tides. Other people think the worm tides are the best. So whether you're trying to avoid the worm tides or you're trying to hit the worm tides, we'll talk about what my experience has been. So my experience is that in the months of May and June, the worms can hatch around the new moon, the last new moon in May, and the first the first new moon in June. Okay. Now, it could happen other times probably, but the magic formula is a tide, a low tide of negative 0.3 or lower late in the afternoon. Okay. So when I'm looking back here, the first time I have, the worms could hatch as early as when you have a negative 0.3 or lower, and the sunset is going to be around 7:56 this time of the year. So you want that low tide to be somewhat close to the somewhat close to the time of sunset. And I made a mistake when I was talking before. I said the last new moon of May and the first new moon of June. I was actually mistaken. It's the last full moon in May and the first new moon in June. So those are the biggest tide fluctuations. Those are where you're going to see the biggest tides, is on that new moon and the full moon. And you want that tide close to sunset to have your best chance at seeing worms. Now, I will say that I've seen worm hatches that do not correlate with these tides. So this is by no means written in stone. But if I were to try to forecast it and try to be out there when it was happening, I would be out there when the tide is going to be, you know, at 4:30, 5, 6 o'clock low tide, when the tide is going to be a negative 0.3. And, you know, I've seen them when it's a negative 0.1 or something, but it's going to be a negative tide usually. And it's going to be around sunset. Now, as you get over to the new moon in June, this is where the tide is really, really low. And a negative 0.6 or lower. And so you have that around 4:30. I've seen them then. Have that around 5:30, seen them then. 6:15, seen them then. That 7 o'clock low tide, I'm looking in my book about when I have seen them, and at that point, I didn't see them that night. So by no means is this written in stone. Now, the other thing that you can expect is that it is also not necessarily condition dependent. There are a lot of tarpon fishing situations that are very condition dependent. It needs to be flat calm, or blowing is a little bit better. Okay. I've seen the worms when it's blowing 25, and I've seen them when it is absolutely slick calm, and it does not seem to make a difference. But I've also been out there under perfect, what seemingly were perfect conditions based upon my experience, based upon the notes that I had, and no worms. So I don't know. You got to go out there and check it out. But that is the recipe: a negative 0.3 or lower tide with that new moon or full moon around this time of the year. Now, why this is so timely is because the full moon, let's see, I think it is in 2 days, Saturday the 30th. Okay, so I'm recording this right now on Thursday. And on Saturday, April 30th, you got a full moon and you have a low tide at 4:40 p.m. In the afternoon. So that's a little early, but it's certainly worth a look. I've seen the worms went as early as two, when that low tide is at a 2:50 in the afternoon. And it was later in the afternoon, so it was actually on the incoming tide, but it seems to do better on the outgoing tide, on that magic moon phase, when you're getting close to sunset and you got a tremendous amount of tide flow and a really, really low tide. The places that, the worms are hatching often and regularly are very well known. It's very easy to Google them. Bahia Honda Bridge has a tremendous worm hatch. All off the front of Key West has a tremendous worm hatch, and lots of places have them. So you're looking for that hard white bottom and a place where there can be a lot of tarpon. And if you find it, you may get into them. If you do not catch them, it's still really, really cool to get out there. If you have some ideas about the worm hatch, love to hear them. I think it's just a really cool phenomenon that happens in the Florida Keys, the Atlantic Pololo worm. So I'm going to get this podcast out as quickly as possible, hopefully on Tuesday, which is going to miss this first worm hatch, but maybe you can use this knowledge or this information to hit the next one. So if you do hit it, I'd love to see a picture. Shoot me a picture at the text, picture of the worms, picture of you catching a fish. I don't care, whatever it is. I just think it would be really cool if you hit it, whether you already knew this information or this information is new. It's a really cool deal. Okay, that is How To Tuesday for this week. How to predict the Atlantic Pololo worm hatch. I hope you get out there and experience it for yourself, or I hope you can avoid these tides and then go out there and crush them the next week after they quit acting weird, as they tend to do on the Pololo worm hatch tides in the daytime. All right, that's it for this week. We will see you next week for another How To Tuesday. See ya.
Join Captain Justin Leake and Meredith McCord for the best fishing action along Panama City Beach. Tune in to Chasing the Sun every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
I'm Will Cooper, and you're listening to Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast on the Waypoint Podcast Network. Stick around as I bring you more stories and interviews from veteran hunters and industry professionals who inspire us all to be better equipped in the woods and in life.